I'm Brock Peters. No greater tale of human diversity, suffering, and achievement has been told than Story of a People, the saga of Black America.
I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. When Black people arrived in this country, they were Africans. But then came the years of bondage and their slow sociological, cultural, and biological disjointing.
Black Americans are the resulting potpourri, a unique species, people who have exerted enormous influence over all aspects of American life.
In his book, Blues People, playwright Imamu Amiri Baraka notes the definite stages in the transformation of blacks from Africans to Americans, stages that can best be heard in our music. And music will be a primary vehicle for our journey into history.
Young America, you get food to eat. Don't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be in America. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake, no. Just a sweet watermelon and the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can. Climb aboard, little one, sail away with me. Sail away.
Sail away.
Why don't you sail away?
Sail away.
'Cause I know we will cross this mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Hey, hey, sail away.
Sail away.
Yeah, sail away.
Sail away.
Lord, won't you please help us cross through this mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Of his home and his family, and you'll be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Aren't you glad you're all gonna be in America? So sail away. This mighty ocean in Charleston Bay. And Lord, if you can see a way, help us sail away tonight. All right, y'all.
Sail away.
Oh Lord, help us cross Charleston Bay.
We'll provide an encompassing look at the history of Black Americans. We'll tell you about the African empires and how the European invasion gave rise to the commercial marketing of blacks for use on Southern American plantations.
We'll focus on continuous attempts by blacks to secure freedom through the courts, through heroic deeds, and through armed revolt.
We'll look at our roles in various wars and in shaping the political face of the nation, our contributions to literature, the arts, and sciences, and our struggle to gain recognition as human beings and citizens.
We'll show you how the bootstrap philosophy of Booker T. Washington, the black nationalist line of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and others, and the nonviolent teachings of Martin Luther King all played a role in transforming the lives and attitudes of all Americans.
It's the past that sheds light on the future. And in Story of a People, we'll tell you what some of this nation's premier thinkers believe the future holds for Black America.
So sit back, close your eyes, and come with us on a journey into history. A journey that begins in Africa, the cradle of civilization.
Africa is the second largest continent in the world, and of the many peoples who came to America, none came from as wide a geographic area as blacks.
There was no standard African. The Africans who were brought to the New World were a diverse group. They were people from different regions and tribes who shared no single language and were varied in appearance. Anthropologist Dr. Sheila Walker elaborates.
Different African groups of people were at different technological stages. There were broad empires. There were people who lived in small villages. There were people who lived in cities. And there were people who were hunters and gatherers, so that there were all stages of evolution.
Indeed, their backgrounds in many ways were as different and as foreign as the torturous life in captivity that they were forced to lead.
Although the Africans who came to the New World differed in makeup, there were some common cultural patterns. They came from organized societies, for the most part, where emphasis was placed on the collective good of the group. There was a strong sense of belonging, even though individual pursuits in such things as arts and crafts were encouraged.
My spirit didn't know. It's time.
Societies were not backward, quite the contrary. Black Americans are descendants of people who made rich and lasting contributions to mankind. I'm Denise Nicholas Hill.
When Story of a People returns, we'll look at Black America's African past.
At work in his studio, photographer Ted Palmer demands and gets great performance from his models.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, we got it now. That's a wrap.
But away from the studio, personal style and high performance are his stock in trade. So he drives a Dodge Daytona Shelby Z. It's got performance and personality written all over it. The Shelby Z for 1988. A 174-horsepower turbocharged turbo 2 engine. A silky smooth 5-speed transmission. Nose to the ground front-wheel drive and competition suspension. High-tech rubber and four-wheel disc brakes. And because it's a Dodge, it's backed with the exclusive 770 protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Some restrictions apply. The Dodge Daytona Shelby Z. Take it away, Ted. It's gotta be a Dodge.
If you're a high school senior and you're thinking about college, think about this.
Be all that you can be.
Over the years, the Army has helped millions of Americans pay for their college education through the GI Bill. Now the Army offers the GI Bill plus the Army College Fund. If you qualify, you can earn up to $25,200 towards your college education. But the rewards of serving in today's Army go far beyond just money, because the Army experience can prepare you for college like nothing else in the world. So when you do go to college, you'll be able to get the most out of it. For more information about the GI Bill plus the Army College Fund, contact your local Army recruiter or call toll-free 1-800-USA-ARMY. Think of it as an investment in your future.
Find your future in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Welcome back to Story of a People. I'm Brock Peters.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. It's been said that people will not look forward to posterity who never looked back to their ancestors. And Africa is where a great part of Black America's ancestry lies. In fact, northern Ethiopia in East Africa is said to be the cradle of civilization. As historian Lerone Bennett Jr. points out, when the human drama opened, Africans were on the scene and acting. For a long time, the only people on the scene were Africans. Ivan Van Sertima, author of the book They Came Before Columbus, maintains Africans made voyages to the New World long before the Europeans began their expeditions.
There are many aspects of Olmec culture which is African. There are rituals which have been duplicated, where we could see the influence. We could see certain technological influences. We find that the Native Americans were moving heavy objects, heavy stone, in the identical manner in which the Egyptians were moving heavy objects. They had the same heavy transport technique. We found the effect on paper making. We found the effect on their astronomy. We found the effects on their mathematics. That it was strange that the Middle Americans were using the same mathematical techniques, the same measurement, the same units of measurement that the Africans were using in the Nile Valley.
From East Africa, black civilization spread northward, reaching its highest achievements in what became known as Egyptian civilization.
Egypt was actually part of the great Ethiopian Empire, which extended from the Mediterranean Sea down to the source of the Nile River. The Nile was of great importance in the formation of the Egyptian civilization. The Nile's regular flooding provided the delta with a rich topsoil, and it was there that agriculture was first developed. The farm base encouraged a more stable civilization and led to many other advances. Egyptians practiced irrigation and built dams and barges to transport their produce downriver.
Take me to the river. Wash me down. Won't you cleanse my soul? So bad, after all the things that we could have had, love is an ocean that I can't forget. My sweet 16, I will never regret. I will know, won't you tell me? I love this
some of the other achievements of the Egyptians, for their math and engineering sciences reached unprecedented heights with the building of the pyramids. But they were also responsible for the development of the calendar and the first form of writing called hieroglyphics. In addition, many modern-day scholars believe the Egyptians were actually responsible for what today is known as Greek philosophy. Anthropologist Dr. Sheila Walker is among those who maintain that Africans have had a great impact on world culture.
Culture had to have begun where the earliest people began. And Herodotus, great Greek historian, acknowledges having learned much from Egypt. I mean, if you look at the mythological continuum through the so-called classic world, it didn't come from there. It came from someplace else. And they said that in their own history. I mean, they said that they learned this in the land of the burnt faces. Which is where? Africa, obviously.
But who were the Egyptians? Although most modern accounts portray them as a mixed race with predominantly Asian features, many scholars say the first settlers along the Nile Valley were blacks who had migrated there from other parts of the continent. Ivan Van Sertima, author of the book They Came Before Columbus, explains.
Recently, we've had evidence that those early Egyptians were largely African. They have found a kingdom in the Nile Valley preceding the Egyptian, where 12 black kings reigned. They've shown the impact of that black kingdom on the Egyptians, the migration of black people into Egypt, and the founding of the great dynasties.
Their racial characteristics are obvious from the artifacts that remain. In fact, it's said the black features on the Great Sphinx at Giza so enraged Napoleon Bonaparte that he had the face destroyed with dynamite in an early attempt to discredit the black race.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming. For you and for me, with just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming.
For you and for me, with just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors.
Despite such reported efforts, the achievements of early African empires had endured as excellent examples of civilization. Indeed, at a time when the rest of the world was in the Stone Age, the Egyptians were creating one of the most highly advanced civilizations in history.
Africa, as we've said, is the second largest continent in the world. The vast majority of Africans brought to America came from the west coast of Africa. Indeed, when traders first learned of West Africa, its civilization was already centuries old. While the advancements of the West African states of Ghana, Mali, and Songhai may be lesser known than their East African counterparts, they are no less impressive, as you'll discover when we return with Story of a People. I'm Denise Nicholas Hill.
I'm Brock Peters. We'll return right after this.
They say you want the best cream relaxer your money can buy in America. It makes your hair feel so soft and silky. It's the number one relaxer in America. And we know that you'll be beautiful. And we know that you'll have beautiful hair with conditioning cream relaxer. Forever realistic, we're number one.
Celebrate Black History Month and save up to $5 on Revlon Realistic, America's number one relaxer. Each specially marked kit purchase means a contribution to the United Negro College Fund. Details on pack. Trust your hair to Revlon, the salon's choice. Warning, follow directions carefully to avoid skin and scalp irritation, hair breakage, and eye injury.